Mason Neal here today on our 2025 Basketball Coaches Preview Show. Derek Tigason, the Glidden Ralston head boys basketball coach, joining me here today. Or we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So last season, you guys finished at 8-8 in the Rolling Valley Conference, 10-12 overall there. Talk me kind of through some of the guys that are going to be returning for you and some of the guys that are going to make an impact for you this year.
Yeah, we got a good group of boys coming back, especially our senior class. We got a pretty decent size senior class, about 6-7 boys out. Dos Majerus will be one of our returning starters from last season. He wasn't much of a scorer last year, but there towards the end of the season, he had a couple big games, especially that odd bend game in districts. Yeah, I think he scored 21 that game for us. So he'll have a bigger role this year, definitely. And then Alex Daniel got a lot of playing time last year, started a few games for us. Probably one of our better defenders on the team. So he's got some experience. And then we got some guys that did play some last year. Didn't get a ton of minutes, but are looking forward to this season. We got Carson Peters, who played. You know, he played a decent amount. Lennon Rohrbeck played some last year. He kind of missed half the season with some injuries and different things. So he's got some experience. And then got some guys from the JV team that have a chance to play a decent amount this year. Blaise Nelson, he played pretty well at the JV. Colton Rohrbeck's another name. He was one of our better scorers on that team. And then Grayson Renzi has some pretty good games down there of one of our big guys. So looking forward to seeing those guys, you know, this season, see the improvements they made over the summer and look, you know, getting the chance at the varsity level.
I know you talk about a big senior class coming up here. Talk to me a little bit about them. I mean, are you looking to get a little bit of leadership out of them to be able to guide these kind of younger guys in a good direction?
Yeah, that's kind of, you could see it last year, especially in the JV level there, you know, kind of leading the team, you know, showing the younger guys, like, this is what we want to do. We want to play defense. That's just kind of how I've been since I took over. Is like, we got defensive led team, you know, it's kind of in what our principles are, what, how we want to play the game. So yeah, they've been a good group to show us some leadership for us.
For you guys now on this season, I mean, talk to me a little bit about the off season and kind of how you guys were working back to get back to this regular season.
Yeah, I guess the main thing is this summer is figuring out who our scorer is going to be. Last year, we had 70% of our scoring was from our seniors that graduated last year. So this year we're going to look a little different scoring wise. I mean, I feel like we have a chance to have 3 or 4 different guys that can get up to the double digit number. So that's really the nice thing about this team is we won't be dominant led by one score what we have been in the past. We'll have multiple scores that could fill it up one night. They could have 10 and then the next night might be another kid. So I think that's the good thing about this team is we've got a variety of scores.
And then you talk about just finding some of those scores there. What was that like? Was it open gyms or was it like some 5-on-5 stuff? Or what was kind of the off season like to be able to find this?
We did a lot of just shooting from, you know, different, you know, shoot a lot of threes, you know, different shots we get in our offense. And then, you know, try and get them go up and down a little bit. Like I told, you know, last year more, you know, our defense could lead to our offense. I think it's going to be the same thing this year. Feel like we had a chance, maybe have a little better defensive team. We're not very big, but very scrappy, which will be a good thing. So maybe we can throw different defenses at that team. So I think the main thing is going to be our defense leading to our offense. And then just, you know, when we get the chance, just shooting with confidence. And, you know, last year, these guys weren't our scorers, so they were kind of more role players. Well, this year, they know they have to be the scorers. And you can kind of see it during open gyms this summer that they're really working on their shots that they may have during games this year.
Did you notice kind of a difference between last year's juniors to now being seniors a little bit during the summer?
Yeah, you can tell they're a little more confident. And they kind of – some of the game maybe has slowed down a little bit for them, especially last year, the ones that got a lot of playing time. They can understand things like, oh, now I understand why we're doing this defensively. I know why we're doing this offensively. So I think that's kind of helping some of them to lead the younger guys. Like, this is why we're trying to do this and hopefully make us better. So, yeah, I think – they've done a great job with that.
You talk about kind of priding yourself on the defensive end of the ball, but you also talk a little bit about offense here. Is there any changes you guys are looking to make this season, or is it going to be something similar to what we've seen from years previous?
We'll pretty much be similar, but we will make some adjustments that will fit these guys this year. Defensively, we might look to throw in a little more zone looks than we have in the past. I mean, in the past, we've been probably 90% man-to-man defense. That's just kind of how I like to play. If you watch the teams on state tournament, that's the really good teams play really good man-to-man defense. So that's kind of one thing we've been trying to drill in the last few years. But I think we got opportunity to throw some different zone looks at teams this year, Like I said, we're not going to be very big. I think our tallest kid probably right now is Grayson Renzi. He's probably at 6'2", maybe 6'3" at the most. So we're probably going to be undermatched most nights. So yeah, we have to throw different looks, kind of keep teams off balance.
And you talk about that height mismatch there. I mean, for you guys, do you feel like the zone may help to kind of mitigate some of those problems with the height difference, or do you feel like that just kind of is something that you guys have been looking to do for a little bit now?
It's something we've been kind of looking at to do last year. We worked on it last year a little bit, trying to throw different looks. And then some teams you just there's some teams we just can't match up man to man. There's a few teams in our conference that we can't match up man to man. They have a lot of big guys. They like to pound it down low, so it make it difficult for us to just go man to man. So maybe those nights when we play those teams, it may be a little bit of man, but mostly we're gonna go to different zone looks just to try to throw them off, especially if they're not the greatest 3-point shooting team. The teams that are good 3-point shooting teams, you just have to be really good and get on shooters on those nights. So we're looking to try to mix things up more this year than we have in the past.
And I know you mentioned the conference there. Talk to me a little bit about the Rolling Valley Conference and what you feel like that may shake out and look like starting this season.
I kind of feel like Coon's probably one of the top teams. I mean, they return majority everyone. They're going to be very good. They're always very good defensively. I know they got a new head coach this year, but I assume they're going to be pretty similar to have been in the past. Woodbine's been very good as well. I mean, they lost some good seniors, but they got some size and they got some really good athletes. I know their JV team did pretty well against us. I know we struggled against them. And then after that, I feel there's a lot of good teams in this conference this year. I mean, Boyer Valley will be pretty good. You got Orweaba, that's always good defensively. They got one of the better defenders coming back in the conference. And then yeah, Cam as well and Patriot. I feel like every night you have to show up. It's not there's no one on the schedule where you can just walk in the gym expect to get a W. So we gotta be ready to go every single night.
And you talk about that there, the expectation of every day you have to show up and every day you have to go make an impact there. Is that something that you guys have talked about, or is that something that you guys are going to try and push this season as well to the guys?
Well, you gotta take advantage of every chance you get, and that's kind of with some of these seniors. They haven't got many opportunities to play at the varsity level just because the classes from them have been, very big classes, pretty good basketball players. So, like I told them this summer, this is your opportunity. You gotta go get it. Don't waste any opportunities because, we start practice here on Monday. Before you know it, it's gonna be February, whatever district starts, and then that season's about done. So you gotta take advantage of those opportunities and go for it.
And I know us talking here on the preview show, you guys, since you haven't started practice yet, you might have not been able to talk to the boys in depth fully, but from talking to the guys and kind of talking to your coaching staff here as well, what do you feel like are the goals for this team?
Goals, and it's always been like this in the past. Defensively, we want to hold teams around the 50-point mark. We feel like if we hold teams around 50, it gives us an opportunity to at least be in a game, if not win a game. And so that's kind of the same thing. Defensively, keep around 50. Offensively, if we can get up to, above 50, 55 or so, we feel like a good chance. And the other thing, we really talk about taking care of the basketball. I think last year we averaged around about 10 or 12 turnovers a game. If we can keep that number around that mark, I feel it'll give us a good chance every night to at least be in the game, if not win a game.
Well, Derek, it's been a pleasure as always to speak to you here. I know we'll get to catch up with you during the season as well, but thank you for your time here today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It was Derek Tigason, the Glidden Rawlston Wildcats head boys basketball coach, joining us here on our 2025 Boys Basketball Preview Show.